Hey, this is Jay.
And Aaron.
And Richard.
And we're the VCR kids. We watch movies from our childhood and we see if they still hold up. This week, we are watching a movie that is, I mean, a lot of people say it's a good movie. I think it's well known that that's a pretty good movie. But in honor of Groundhog's Day coming up tomorrow when this episode drops, we're going to watch Groundhog's Day because it's a movie that I think we're all pretty fond of. I don't know the last time any of us watched it, but yeah. What do you guys think? What's your experience with Groundhog's Day?
The first time I watched it was with you, I think.
Really?
Yeah, I think we were in Korea and I watched it.
Wow.
With you. And I hadn't seen it before then, but someone had told me it was the perfect movie. And I was like, is that right? And so I watched it and it's fine. It's just not like, oh, I love it so much.
I remember loving this movie. Loving. But my love of Bill Murray has decreased dramatically since this came out. So I don't know. I remember this being a fantastic movie. I mean, the whole thing is, you know, him reliving the day over and over again, right? Like, that's the whole engine for which this thing works. And I remember it being great. Was it Andy McDowell as the love interest? I thought she did a fantastic job. The cameraman who was in...
He was like the creepy guy in every show and movie.
There's Something About Mary, right? Wasn't he Yeah.
Mm.
So
the one with all the like boils or something.
Right. I thought this was I wouldn't say it's a perfect movie, but like I remember it being really good back in the day.
I think a lot of people in like filmmaking use it as an example of a perfect movie because it has like that structure, like the three act structure is pretty clearly laid out. And then also I think that it's been a while since we watched. I mean, we did watch it together, but it's been a few years. But if I remember correctly, I think this is one of those ones where it's like there's just so many little details that end up like paying off later. Like I feel like nothing in this movie is like accidental. You know what I mean?
So Aaron, what was the thing that you were like, okay, maybe the esteem for this movie is not deserved?
Okay, so this is my question. Was there a trope of reliving the same day before this movie? Mm-mm. Because like I've in like every TV show, there's always an episode where they get stuck in the same day or like
What TV shows are you? I can't even think of a single
It happened TV in Supernatural. Show. It happened in something else. Like, it has happened so many times. Like, probably Buffy the Vampire Slayer. It's been in so many things. Like, I remember there's like one time the kid lived their birthday over and over again. I'm not exactly sure what show that was. But they're I want every day to be my birthday.
There's been a few other movies also that have taken the concept like that.
Happy
that
Death
Tom
Day.
Tom Cruise movie. Mm-hmm. Elysium, is that what it was called? Or like, I think it came out under a different name or something. But you know that one where he's like in some like future war and keeps reliving it over and over again.
Right.
And then what was that one from Hulu? The with Andy Andy Samberg.
Oh. Yeah.
Palm Springs or something like that.
Yeah, they're like at a wedding and...
Yeah. But I think I like all those movies. I think I like this like genre of... or that show that we... Russian Doll.
Oh, yeah.
But so, I mean, even hearing some of the... I've listened to interviews with some of the people who made like Russian Doll and Palm Springs and they were like... Or Elysium, or I think that's what it's called, and they're like, oh yeah, we were going to do a Groundhog's Day. Like, right. They knew, like there's no getting around it, you know?
Because, like, I guess, like, my problem is I saw it so late after it had already been disseminated out into, like, the mainstream culture. So I was like, oh, it's this thing again. But it was the first one. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It also has Harold Ramis as the director, who also did Vacation, the first Vacation movie I believe we saw on the podcast.
And he didn't he do Ghostbusters?
He did Caddyshack. He was Egon in Ghostbusters. I don't know if
I thought he wrote it or something. I don't know if he directed it.
But I think Ivan Reitman was the director. He wrote that with Dan Aykroyd. Yeah.
Okay. Because I know he wrote and directed this one, I believe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he's done a lot of writing of... I've not been a big fan of his movies that I've seen that he directed, I feel like, but I do like the ones he's written.
Right. And is Groundhog Day a holiday? That's a holiday?
It is a holiday. It's on February 2nd. And there is
but it's not like a national holiday.
I don't know. I mean, we have... Okay, so
it's
I'm
like
a
Valentine's Day.
We no okay.
It's on the calendar, but you don't get off work.
Well, no, banks
you don't.
Banks
are still
get
open.
Since I'm a teacher, we like pay attention to it, you know. And just so you know, the groundhog in Charlotte, her name is Queen Charlotte. There's one in Raleigh too.
But we don't care about that one.
Wait. Each city has their own groundhog?
Some might. I know Charlotte
and
Raleigh.
Each weather system is different, right?
Sorry, I remembered its name now. Its name is Sir Walter Wally.
Wow.
Yeah. But the most famous of all the groundhogs is obviously the one in this movie, Punxsutawney Phil. Mm. And they do a whole thing. Like, I've watched it live. They do a whole thing. Like, they have a horn they put to their ear so they can hear Punxsutawney Phil speak in groundhoggies. Yeah, it's like, and then they write it on, like, a scroll. Yes, and then they write it on a scroll. Wow. And then they read the scroll. So it's like a whole thing. I think Queen Charlotte just, like, goes to, like, a food bowl. Like, one is labeled, like, early spring and other is labeled late winter. And they're like, okay, whichever one she eats from, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Keeping it simple. I think they do pull out Sir Walter Wally and make some kind of thing. I don't know.
I did see this movie when I was young, like, when I was a kid. And the only thing I really remembered as a kid, I feel like, was, like, that sequence where he kept, like, killing himself, like, finding different ways to, like, try and die and end the repeating day.
Well, I was about to say, I think the reason why this thing is remembered so well is it's a marriage of a pretty good comedy with some, like, philosophical undertones.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's things to think about as you're watching this. It's not just a straight comedy. So.
Yeah.
It's a little better than maybe an Adam Sandler movie, Aaron.
Probably.
Don't do the voice, please. Whatever you do, I can't handle that for one more time.
I'm not doing it.
Okay, good. I know our film professor really loved this movie.
Oh yeah, he did.
He talked about it all the time, but he's blocked me on Facebook. Which is fine, because I don't have Facebook anymore.
Hey, everyone. I gave up Facebook. And Instagram. I'm only on Twitter now. I know it's funny how I did a reversal. I was not on Twitter, and I was on everything else. Now I'm not on anything, and I'm on Twitter. So
I've kind of gone back to Instagram a little bit, but I don't want to give Zuckerberg any more of my eyeball.
Yeah, I was listening to a story about the metaverse and how Zuckerberg is, like, trying to create it, and I wanted to, like, claw my skin off. It seems horrible.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, anyway, this is movie 180. So after this, we'll have 20 more, and then you'll never have to hear us again. We're going to go watch Groundhog's Day, or Groundhog Day, and we'll talk to y'all in a minute. Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, we all finished watching Groundhog Day. We were going to record this earlier, but someone fell dead asleep.
Listen, I can't help it. It was the end of a stressful week, and I'm preggo, so you can deal.
She had us all on the hook for recording, and then she was out. But anyway, now we've all watched it. I will say, pausing it in the middle and then starting it over does really kind of lengthen the feel of the repetition the movie.
Yeah.
But what did you guys think of as far as like your rewatch?
I think it's good, but it's not like mind-blowing to me. Like, it's good, but it's not like my favorite thing ever.
I mean... It's funny that Aaron, like the sleeping thing, I got very sleepy watching this movie multiple times, and it wasn't, I don't think it was anything bad about the movie itself. I don't know. Once you get it, and I've seen this so many times, once you get the whole reliving thing and mm-hmm. that's not fresh anymore, I think it does lose something on a rewatch. Like, you can tell it's obviously a well-made movie, and this is the perfect mm-hmm. Bill Murray character for Bill Murray. But, yeah, I don't know. I was slightly underwhelmed.
I think that's my problem. Like, once you've done... My problem is I watched this after I watched all the other things that copied this. And then, like, it kind of was, you know, underwhelming because you've experienced it so many times. And so many other things have done it. And...
I mean, the thing that was most refreshing about this watch is I was able to really pay attention to Andy McDowell this time. I don't know. Maybe mm-hmm. I just was so focused on Bill Murray previous watchings. I think she's really great in this. I don't think I really appreciated her performance before.
Yeah. And I don't think she's really that great in a lot of things. I think this is really good. At least from like the few things that I've seen her in. I think this was probably her best performance I've seen. But
how about you, Jay? Yeah, what did you think?
I feel like every time I watch this, and I don't watch it every year. Like, I haven't seen it. I can probably count the times I've seen it in my life on one hand. But I do think that every time I've seen it, I've noticed more stuff or, like, paid attention to scenes I guess I didn't pay attention to before or things like that. So it was interesting. I did. There were a couple scenes that kind of were, like, new to me for some reason. And then it's always fun seeing the little like tie-ins of, 'cause there's so many people in this movie. Like, there's so many actors. Like the one guy, the buddy who gets drunk and rides in the car with him mm-hmm. When he starts to go wild. We've seen him in like two VCR Kids movies so far. He was the driver in Blank Check.
Oh, yeah, and, yeah. The chauffeur, right? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Or Michael Shannon has a little cameo in this.
Yes. I was just like, what the... That, like, mystified me so much. Because he grows up looking so different. Like, he doesn't... Like, in this one, he's, like, a fresh-faced teenager. And, like, in every other thing I've ever seen him in... He's like a grizzled middle-aged man that's like got a chip on his shoulder, or is like cranky in some way, you know, or mean.
Oh yeah, he was in, what was that, The Shape of Water, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's been in a bunch of stuff.
He was in You wash Superman. Your hands
before or you wash them after. but yeah, he was in it, and the girl who played his girlfriend or his wife is the voice of Princess Bubblegum in Adventure Time, which is one of my favorite shows of all time. Oh. So it's just fun kind of like noticing the little cameos here and there. I never noticed also that the run of the radio DJs, like I knew Bill Murray's brother was in this as the mayor or whatever, but I didn't realize that he was also the voice of one of the radio DJs in the, on the radio show in the morning.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Yeah.
And it was really fun seeing Stephen Tobolowsky like being so ridiculous. I feel like, he's always over the top, but I feel like this is probably like one of the most over the top performances he's had.
Yeah. I think that scene still did it for me. Yeah. Like that still was hilarious to me.
He is so extra. Phil Ryerson.
I love
Ned Ryerson.
Ned. Oh. Yeah. What
Bing.
Was it one of the last times you saw him? He like hugged, like Bill Murray hugged him. He's like,
yeah.
Could he just you walked just... away like, no.
Yeah. Could you call out for the rest of the day? Or I forget what he said.
He did. He
Can
didn't
you
walk
call
away,
off
Aaron.
For the rest of the day?
Aaron, he did not walk away. He did that Naruto run away.
Naruto run. What was the thing he always says? Watch out for that first step. It's a doozy. Like, it's just so extra. It's like only his voice could do that, too.
Yeah.
It was also really interesting watching the cafe scenes because they end up going to the cafe a lot.
Right.
And you end up seeing, like, it must have just taken so much like attention to detail to just film this stuff over and over again, because everyone's doing such a good job of like giving the exact same performance every time. Like they must have like had to go through and rehearse it and like lock down exactly how they're going to deliver everything and then just do it again and again and again.
Yeah. Cause like someone on a production set is like a continuity person. I forget who exactly does that, but like for this movie, it must have been,
like a team.
Right.
Yeah. Just so it just really kind of watching it this time, I was trying to pay attention to those details and it really just struck me about how hard this must have been to do and like to plan all out and to execute properly.
I mean, it spawned like a bunch of iterations, so it was definitely worth it. You know, like everyone that like has tried it since, the living the same day over and over thing.
Do they consider this a time travel movie? Is this?
He gets stuck in a time loop for sure.
But I guess it's not traveling through time, right? It's
I always thought of it as a multi-dimension movie.
He must have been in there for a long time.
Well,
because he knew every single person, every single thing that was going to happen that day.
There is a lot of conversation online about how long exactly he stayed in this loop. So
thousands of days. It had to have been.
It must have been years because like he also learned how to play the piano really well.
He knew every single person in that town. He had a one-on-one conversation. Maybe he spent the day with like every single person in the town. You know?
Yeah. Well, I think the thing that got me watching it this time is how meaningless life is sometimes, most of the time. I think that was I guess maybe I'm older now that I kind of miss Bill Murray. Cause he obviously tries to kill himself and that whole thing. He's very depressed, but I was like, oh man, this, I don't know. It made you think okay, we need to make things meaningful. Right. I think that was the syrupy PG message that kind of got through to me this time as well, is I need to stop wasting time.
Probably. Yeah. Well, and he was like, really, I think it never sunk in. Like, you know, you always know, like, oh, he's kind of a jerk in the beginning, and then
he's a big jerk.
Okay, thank you, Aaron. He's a big jerk in the beginning, and then by the end, he like is nice to the girl, and they fall in love. But I think like you really notice just a huge turnaround in the fact that he just like, I think they do a really good job also of not just saying like, oh, I'm totally selfish, and then going from that point to like, oh, I care about other people now, but like kind of showing the progression of that and like going through all those phases of like him going through depression and then like
yeah,
going through all that and then kind of getting to the end where it's like he's not doing it just to like
try and get out anymore.
Yeah, he's just like doing it to like be a good person.
Yeah, like at first when he was trying to just sleep with what's her name?
Andy McDowell.
Yeah. Rita.
Rita, yeah. He was trying to sleep with her, get with her, whatever. And, like, every single time that he had a motive, she, like, knew it and would slap his face. And then finally he ended up getting her when he, like, quit trying to get her. He just was being nice.
Yeah.
Like, he changed his days into, like, preventing people from, like, hurting themselves and, like, trying to do nice things for people.
Yeah, because we watch, I think that's your big issue, Aaron, with, like, a Adam Sandler type. Because you're like, there was no transformation, right? This guy is still a man-child and disgusting and unbelievable. Whereas, like, Bill Murray in this movie legitimately had, who knows how long, a lifetime to not be a jerk anymore?
I don't know how long it took.
I mean,
I don't know.
Decades. So
it just... Did he learn, like, how to be a doctor, too? Like, is that something he learned?
Yes. Well, he said what? Not, what, honorary or whatever? Like, he...
Was he, like, a medical doctor or, like, just, like, an expert in literature or something?
Well, he obviously didn't go to med school.
No, but, like, if he read enough textbooks to, like, get it in his brain and then he could, like... visit a different patient in their hospital or doctor's office every single day.
Mm-hmm.
Because he, remember when the old man was dying? Did the old man die? Did he ever save him?
The homeless man?
Yeah, the homeless man.
Yes, he. I think he kept on dying when Bill Murray was trying to not let him die.
Yeah, that's... Because he was like, let me see the chart. So then I thought he like... was trying
to get didn't mean he became a medical doctor. He was just going to look at the notes on the chart.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, like, if you're trying to save someone's life, like, if you're legitimately trying to save someone's life and you have infinite time, like, you could see the chart and then do what you can to, like, understand it. And then I thought maybe he just, like, read all the books and, like...
Well, I think that was an interesting kind of deterministic... part of his story, because I think ultimately it's like you can change your path, that's the hopeful thing, but then there's certain parts that can't change, like him trying to save that guy's life and trying various ways to save him. It's like,
and he couldn't change when he was trying to get with Rita. She kept slapping his face,
right?
Couldn't change that. Once he like let it go, then it happened.
I really should have mentioned this during the intro. Did y'all see the theatrical release poster of this movie?
No.
It's Bill Murray stuck in a clock, and he has his
oh,
like,
I have seen this. Yeah, yeah.
Palms up on the, you know, face of the clock, and Andy McDowell's just kind of like, right? Like, oh. It's the worst poster maybe ever. I hate it.
Really? I thought that was, like, very iconic.
Well... It's just, it's so incredibly on the nose for a movie that I think still, well, is pretty good. So, yeah.
Not according to Aaron, but that's fine.
It's not the movie. I think it's just, it's me. I've watched it wrongly. I should have seen it a long time ago.
Oh, and Chris Elliott is, I can't think of another person to be the cameraman for this movie.
Oh, yeah. You know, and, like, he's not gross in this, and he's frequently just plays a gross character. So it was, like, refreshing to see him not be gross.
Yeah. He was still kind of skeezy. He showed himself to be a little
bit
of a skeezball.
With that girl at the
Yeah,
because
he was trying to act all good, and then...
I love when he got up at the auction, and he was like, hey.
Two bits. That's what he sold for. What even is a bit? Is that like 20 cents?
2 bits is 50 cents.
Oh.
So I guess a bit is a quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, if you guys hear any knocking around, Jim just decided to hop up on the desk while we were recording.
He needs attention.
Demand pets right in front of the microphone. So, anyway. But, yeah. So, do you guys think that this holds up?
I'm going to say yes. Like, you should definitely watch it still. It's not bad.
I think it's completely iconic and holds up. So you should rewatch this movie.
Especially if you haven't seen this done a gajillion and five times. Like I unfortunately did before seeing this movie.
Well, and it's also, I mean, like, Richard, you're on the record as being converted into a Bill Murray hater. So
yes.
Hater.
But was he fine in this, or were you?
Oh, it's the perfect character. I mean, I think he did Scrooged around the same time, maybe a little earlier than this movie, and that's also kind of a similar character. But yeah, he's fantastic in this. It makes me really want to rewatch like Caddyshack and Ghostbusters.
Yeah, I was going to say, this character very much reminds me of Ghostbusters, except the Ghostbusters character, I think, was a little nicer to people.
Mm-hmm. Well, and also, like, I think he improvised a lot more on Ghostbusters, or, like, got a lot goofier, when, like, to me, this is such a good Bill Murray movie for him not being ridiculous, you know, like...
Well, they have to control everything so carefully, so, like, there's improv you could do, but there's, like, a window.
Right. But I guess I'm saying, like, it's the quintessential, like, Bill Murray in a universe, set universe, you know what I mean? Where he's not just, like, you're not just singing because it's Bill Murray, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, he does a really good job, but it's not just a Bill Murray movie, if that makes sense. Not that I'm saying Ghostbusters is just a Bill Murray movie, but he does give a bit of a goofy performance at times of it.
So maybe like Bill Murray and Harold Ramis really were like, that's his name?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Like a little good combo together, you know, some...
Well, I mean, yeah. I don't know how far down the rabbit hole you want to go on that one, but they didn't talk after this movie until Harold Ramis, like shortly before his death.
What?
There's a whole thing about that, yeah.
Oh, no. Creatively, it works so well. Personally, not. Oh, dramatic.
Yeah.
Sad.
All right. Well, any other thoughts you guys have about Groundhog's Day before... I'm sorry I said it again. Groundhog Day.
Tomorrow is Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
Well, for us tomorrow, but when this episode drops, it'll be Groundhog Day.
Yeah.
No, you got it backwards. For us, it's in 2 days. When this episode drops, it'll be the next day.
Oh, I thought it was tomorrow.
Well.
February 2nd.
Unless we get into a time loop. God, what if we had to record this episode every day for the rest of our lives? Do you think we would eventually get a perfect episode?
What? This isn't the perfect episode? I gotta say, for the past 10 years, I've been doing a Groundhog's Day thing on Facebook every year, and I don't have Facebook anymore, and I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Do you want me to share it?
No.
I'm just offering.
I guess I'll have to share it on Twitter.
Yeah, it's so funny how like I had all this social media stuff except Twitter, and now that's the only one I do have, so...
That's like the last one I want is Twitter.
It's the only one I want because it's the only one that talks about the Hornets a lot. So
people on Twitter just seem kind of mean or upset about a lot of things.
Facebook, what do you have? You,
yeah,
Aaron,
that's true.
You psychopath.
See, my Facebook is I just like looking at like everybody having a baby, and then I'm sharing like Christmas and babies, and everyone's like, "Wow, love it." So
your Facebook is. You do exactly what Facebook wants you to do, and that you click on every targeted ad to you. It's...
They're getting better, I have to say.
Yep, you're part of the problem.
Probably. Yeah, it got me with ThreadUp, I think, today. It got me with that.
Ever since the nesting has started, it's just been every time I look over at Erin, she's on her phone, I'm like, oh, this is so cute.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Some of that advertising is pretty good. Like, they got me to purchase something through an ad, which I thought would never happen. It was like a Radiohead poster that really wasn't a Radiohead poster. It was like some random company that did a cool design. I mean, it still looks cool.
I thought
cool,
it was the Nicolas Cage mug.
Hey, guess what?
No, I pursued,
that was from my Facebook.
I pursued that, but yeah.
Hey, guess what? We've gone off the rails, yes, and I'm here to get us back on track.
Whoa. It's a weird feeling.
I know, me doing that.
It's because Renee's not here. All right. Well, we will talk to y'all next week. Maybe. I gotta stop saying that because every time I say it, then it's like a month before we release an episode.
Yeah.
So we'll talk to you soon.
Yeah, we'll see you.
Hopefully next week.
We'll talk to you next time. Yeah.
Hey, see you next time with another movie. Oh, bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Shoulder.
Cats.
Radio.
Ah!
God.